on stock, this is dictating on Brenda Oliver. That's Brenda is BRENDA, Brenda Oliver, OLIVER. Brenda Oliver, date of birth is 4/11/59. 4/11/59. Date of visit is 5/9/25. Please make copy for Richard Potts, MD. POTTS. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD and shortness of breath. Next, history of illness. This is a 66-year-old female who has a long-standing history of smoking for 40 years, has been experiencing shortness of breath, cough, and wheezing. And was recently sent for a CT of the chest on 3/28/25. The patient's chest CT showed a 5 millimeter nodule in the right upper lobe and a 4 millimeter nodule in the posterior right upper lobe, as well as a 2 millimeter nodule in the anterior right upper lobe. There were segmental branches of the right posterior lower lobe with mucus plugs, with collapse of the medial basilar segment, and there was a 5 millimeter nodule in the right lower lobe anteriorly. Period. There were 2 other nodules in the left lung. Period. There was a central lobular emphysema noted with mild biapical scarring. Period. The patient has no hemoptysis, fever, sutures, and tenacious chest pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of chronic back pain with and peripheral neuropathy, history of panic attacks. She also has polycythemia and cervical radiculopathy and mixed hyperlipidemia. She had a hysterectomy. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 1 pack per day for 40 years. Drinks beer on the weekend. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of lung cancer. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph, system review. I'm sorry. Med list include albuterol inhaler 2 plus PRN, cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams TID, gabapentin 300 milligram BID, and zolpidem 10 milligram sutures. Next, system review of the patient. Denies weight loss, fever, or fatigue. No glaucoma, cataracts. She has no hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency, burning, or flank pains. She has no hay fever. She has shortness of breath and cough. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, no diarrhea, constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks, easy bruising, and she has joint pains with muscle stiffness. She has headaches and no numbness. I'm sorry, has numbness of the extremities. And no blackouts, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Oh, I'm sorry, not med list. Physical exam. This is a This is the average built elderly white female, no acute distress, no pallid sign of the sector superfluidema. Blood pressure is 130 over 70. Pulse is 90, respiration is 22, temperature 97.5. Weight is 102, saturation 94. H-E-N-T is non-phthalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears non-inflammation. Neck supple. No bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions, scattered wheezes toward both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Hard, the anthems are irregular, so an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus, no growth, smaller deficits. Cranial has grossly intact skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD is emphysema. Number 2 is chronic back pain. And number 3 is bilateral lung nodules. Etiology undetermined. Number 4 is nicotine dependence. Number 5 is atelectasis with mucus plugging. Next paragraph, plant patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking. She has given she was advised to get a complete PFT with bronchodilator studies, CT chest to evaluate the lower lobes and the lung nodules. Insulin is parametry 4 times daily. And advised to use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. And will be advised to use a long-acting bronchodilator like Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. A follow-up visit will be arranged after the about tests are completed, and I'll make an addendum report. If there is any enlargement of the lung nodules, we could plan on doing a biopsy of one of the nodules and or do a bronchoscopy to evaluate the atelectasis and the lung nodules. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Dr. Richard Potts, P-O-T-T-S, Richard, M.D. Potts, Richard, M.D. Thank you.